This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Georges Brassens was one of the best-known singers and songwriters of post-World War II France. Nowadays, he's often compared to Dylan or Leonard Cohen, an urban troubadour who wrote songs that were evocative, provocative, moody, sometimes used profanity to make a point. Translating his works into English is demanding and discouraged quite a few singers. But now...
Jadis, au lieu du jardin que voici, c'était la zone et tout ce qui s'ensuit. A hidden hovel of vice and deceit. These ruins would never be a landmark.
The Princess and the Troubadour, translated and sung by Pierre de Gaillon. Pierre de Gaillon has produced an album of Georges Brassens songs called Bad Reputation. Mr. de Gaillon joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's obvious from the start. That's an extraordinary, what might have started as a tribute, that's an extraordinary job of translation and, if I might put it this way, rendering that you've done from French to English.
It's a labor of love. It's been definitely challenging. I think of it as really challenging and really fun word puzzles, musical word puzzles.
So. Your father introduced you to this music?
That's right. I was born in France. My father's French, and we had Georges Brassens in the household on all the time in the background. My dad liked to listen to it at ear-splitting volumes. I think, honestly, sometimes in my life, I heard the music, and I thought it was my dad singing because it was so much a part, defined the philosophy and the way of being that was French according to Philippe de Gaillon, my father. And then after a while, as I got older, I just really, really loved the music, the songs, the poetry, and the philosophy that was described in the songs.
Now, the philosophy in the songs has been described as anarchy.
Yeah, I mean, Brassens was sort of a self-proclaimed anarchist at the beginning of his life. He never had any fear of criticizing the hypocrisy of the society around him, even though, like someone like Bob Dylan, he never wanted to be the spokesman for any kind of political party or political viewpoint at all.
To die for your ideas, an excellent idea. One time I almost died for lack of having it.
To die for your ideas is a scathing attack of basically fundamentalism in any form, and just basically, I think it says, let's stop all killing and dying for ideas that we probably don't really hang on to that strongly. He's also saying the people who die for ideas are not the ones who actually believe them. The ones making the decisions, they're not actually dying. They're kind of getting other people to do the dying for them.
Oh, all you firebrands, all you fishers of men, please be the first to die. We'll get out of your way.
But for the love of God, let the rest of us live. Life is the last luxury left us here today.
The reaper is quite vigilant and needs no help. No need to speed his work by sharpening his blade.
That's Karen Ann singing with you.
Karen Ann, who's a wonderful French singer, songwriter.
Let's die for ideas, but make it a slow death. Okay, make it a slow death.
Brassens was first and foremost a poet. I gather he wrote the lyrics, then he kind of made the music fit the rhythm of his words. But you kind of have to do the opposite of that because you're dealing with songs that are very well known in part of the world.
Yeah, you're right, actually. He did do that. He made the music fit the lyrics, and sometimes to very strange effect where it was very musically not what you would think, not the way a song would be structured. And I think they're really catchy. I think they have what they say in German, earworms, which is a great expression meaning they stick in your head.
Let's listen to the title track, if we could. Bad Reputation.
Mm-hmm.
In my corner of the nation, I have a bad reputation. Whether I speak or I shut up, they treat me like a you-know-what. Yet I do no damage to anyone.
good folks don't appreciate someone whose path may deviate. No good folks don't appreciate someone whose path may deviate. Everyone likes to curse at me, except the mutes, obviously.
Humor's hard to translate, isn't it?
It is, and this the language of Bassens is full of argot, which is very specific slang and of the period, and little in-jokes that were really hilarious in 1955 or whenever he wrote this. It was hilarious that there was an amputee that would point the finger at you.
No good folks don't appreciate someone whose path may deviate. They point the finger right at me, except, of course, the amputees.
At the time when Bassens wrote this, post-war France in the 50s, there were amputees running around. There were quite a few.
Of course.
It was something you saw. So to throw that into a song was not just a random, you know, image.
The world will watch my hanging day, except the blind, or so they say.
We're speaking with Pierre de Gaillon about his CD that he's translated and recorded of the songs of Georges Brassens. It's called Bad Reputation. I have to share something with you. My my wife from Normandy said, "Oh, darling, it is simply not possible to translate those songs into English."
And I love that because that is what I get from French people across the board every time I do this, and it's great because I'm a double agent. I'm a French American guy, so I know how French people are, and I know how American people are. And whenever I play these songs, there are always French people in the audience, and they come. And they sit in the audience with their arms crossed and a pout on their face, and then slowly the pout goes away and they relax and they're convinced and they're sold.
When the noble what's their names happen to contemplate two of these so-and-sos, they never hesitate to toss out some venomous names.
There are these qualities of so-called Frenchness that I love and that are infuriating. Always being at odds with everything, you know. Everything is, you know. I'm making this thing with my lips. You can't see it, obviously, but.
No, but I know that expression you're making.
You know the expression. So that's, it defines the sort of being in opposition with everything. But the other side of it with Poissons is it's so warm and so human, and it's really about, things aren't about selling. They're not about money. It's not about, you know, God told me to do this. It's not about I'm stronger than you. It's really this human. We're all in it together. Let's get along and let's eat a great meal and have a glass of wine.
Pierre de Gaillon. His new album is Bad Reputation. Pierre de Gaillon sings Georges Brassens. His translations have just been published in a new book by the same name. Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Young lovers kissing on park benches publicly. Publicly.
And you can find out more about Pierre de Gaillon's new CD and a companion book of translations at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Publicly, saying I love you pathetically. Look pretty nice if you ask me. When the heady months have ceased, when they will have appeased all of their burning dreams. When their sky grows heavy with...